This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
All right. What's up, Frame by Framers? Jackson didn't like that one, actually. Let's try again. What's going on, Flick fam?
That's even worse.
Okay, well, I think it's important that we tried. I'm AJ.
And I'm Jackson.
And we're the co-hosts of the Two Tickets Please podcast. And today we're joined by a very special guest. That's what it's called. Yeah, we're joined by a guest today. So that's pretty cool. Our guest
Hi
is...
Hi, guys.
Yeah, what's your name?
I'm Brooke.
And what's your affiliation with the show?
With the well, part of the creators. Can we say that?
Well, okay, I guess you can. But, like, what's your affiliation with... Okay. She's
Jackson. I'm Jackson's girlfriend.
She's Jackson's girlfriend. All right. I was trying to get her to say it. That didn't really work out. We also definitely just peaked. You know what?
My bad.
I think it was Brooke's fault, actually. So
all right, I'll
it wasn't us. It's
such an unexperienced. Actually, she has more experience than we do with the podcast.
Wait, actually, okay. So
shameless plug.
Yeah, you are the co-host of Really Good Intentions, right?
I am.
How many episodes has that show ran for?
We have 3 seasons.
Okay,
and about 10 to 12 episodes per season.
Ooh, okay, all right.
So we're
all
getting
right.
up there. We're getting up
you're
there.
You're getting up there, nice.
Going remote now.
Yeah, you had to go remote because you're here at school.
Yeah. Do you want to give us a quick breakdown of what your podcast is kind of about?
Tell us what the show's about.
Well, the co-host is me and my dad, and we talk about there's times in life when you have really good intentions, but they're not always portrayed that way. And so we kind of like, we talk about like national holidays, and we talk about like random fun facts, and then we kind of go into like a deep topic of like a time when someone had really good intentions, and pretty
wow,
fun.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah, so funny story, a couple of us actually were on an episode of Really Good Intentions, and it was one of the funniest days of my life,
it
was, what, 80 minutes long?
It was 80 minutes.
At least
80 minutes long. So here are Two Tickets, Please. We could probably... post an 80-minute episode, but that's probably a lot for you guys to sift through because there was a lot of nonsense in there.
There was a lot of peaking audio, so to speak.
Oh,
so.
There was,
the audio was very
was
interesting.
Okay, well, here are Two Tickets, Please. We love it when our audio peaks.
It's our favorite
so,
thing.
We do really enjoy peaking audio. If you're fans of the show and you've listened to most of our episodes, you would know how much we've peaked in the past.
It's amazing.
You know, if you're one of our Argentinian fans.
Or our Russian fans.
Swedish fans. You know, our India fans.
International podcast over
here.
We're
worldwide.
You could say we get world at, like, we reach across the world. You know what I mean?
We're worldwide and we still have, like, 150 followers on Instagram. So.
Yeah, you know.
So
okay.
Go check it out.
We talk about the Instagram every episode, and nobody goes and interacts.
I'm
so
a
we're
proud
gonna,
follower.
Oh,
proud
well,
follower.
Yes. Well, we, yeah. Okay, that's cool.
Okay, they're not going to follow
Goodbye.
This. This is how you treat your followers.
Okay,
on
hold on. I'm not, how did I, what was wrong with that? All right, let's move on. I'm not going to give you a chance what to answer that question.
Oh, are we going to do...
We're going to do the Say That Again segment. We're going to give Brooke...
Oh, no.
We'll go first, and you need to think of one. Have you heard of the Say That Again segment?
I've listened to the podcast,
so
I know.
I was going to say, is this how you're going to treat the fans?
Yeah, whoa.
How am I treating the fans badly?
you're gonna act like they don't know what the Say That Again segment is. Well, it is a staple of this podcast.
Avid listener.
Yeah, I was gonna say this is one of the biggest segments we've ever done.
So we'll go first, and we'll give you time to think of one.
Oh yeah. Gosh.
AJ, do you have one in mind? Because
I've got one right here.
Okay, go for it.
All right. This is from Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, which was released in 2017. And
isn't very good, actually.
No, it's not very good. But Captain Jack Sparrow, when talking about Spanish sailors, goes, "I once knew a Spaniard named something Spanish."
That's perfect.
It's exactly what we're looking for here in the Say That Again segment. It is... Okay, say that again. You knew a Spaniard who was something Spanish? What is the name of the Spanish sailor they're referring to?
I don't
remember.
Dude, I don't... That's like...
Salazar?
It's so bad.
It's something... Hold on.
Actually, it's not so bad, but...
Let me cook.
Quick Pirates of the Caribbean tangent. The first three are, like, incredible.
Oh,
and If they stop there, it would be, like, a perfect trilogy, and then they made two more, and it's not good.
Yeah, yeah. It would have been... Yeah, I agree with that, I think.
I agree.
Have you seen Pirates of the Caribbean?
I've seen like half of one.
Add it to the list.
Here, I go with mine.
It's
what?
Oh, there's no name. Okay.
Okay.
Oh wait.
Gosh.
Oh, Armando Salazar.
Okay.
Is the name of the Spanish sailor that he's referring to. Anyway, sorry. You go ahead.
Mine is from one of the best movies of all time, the Lego Movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One of my favorite lines first of all, I think I could quote the entire movie if I wanted to, like every single line. But one of the best ones is when it says, "Sorry, bad cop, it's just business. Lord business." And it's so funny every time. And anytime anyone brings up business, I say that. Or the other line that includes business is when Unikitty's fake being like a business person at the end.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Bruce Wayne's there to like distract them, and then he has to leave, so he leaves Unikitty in charge.
Oh yeah.
And it like cuts back to where he's like, "Oh, I left the weird thing in charge," and then it cuts back to her, and she goes, "Business, business, business, numbers. Is this working?" And one of the robots goes, "Yes," and he goes, "Yay, yay!" It's so I quote that all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, there you go.
I'm failing. I'm trying to think. Well, what's funny is I was thinking of the Lego Batman movie, and I'm trying to sort through the entire script that is in my head, and I can't think
Give
of
us, like,
one of them.
There's one that I can think of. It's like Snake Clowns.
Snakes, Clowns.
Snake Clowns.
Snake Clowns. Definitely Snake Clowns.
Definitely Snake
But whenever clowns. We were in it, I was in English, and they said the word vigilante at some point, and all I could do was, "I'm a crime-fighting, nice-talking vigilante," but like the entire script in my head.
Yeah.
That's so good.
That's awesome.
It's right. Like in the Lego movie when it's like when Metalbeard's talking about how they invaded the Capitol building, and he's like, "They'd state-of-the-art security, lasers, sharks, laser sharks." I love the Lego movie so much. Oh my gosh.
What a great movie.
So good.
All of the Lego movies really are just amazing.
Except the Lego movie too.
Oh yeah, sorry, except for that.
I forgot that existed,
it's
actually.
It's terrible.
It's for the better. We don't need to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it actually.
Okay. Fine with me.
Do we want to just start talking about Revenge of the Sith?
I have input.
We talk about Star Wars every episode.
Okay, all right. Here's what's going to happen.
I'm fine with it.
We're going to talk about Revenge of the Sith. We're going to talk about my question that's related to Revenge of the Sith that I don't know if Brooke will be able to answer.
If it's about these like different lightsaber modes.
No. It's not about like a lightsaber form combat. It's about something else. But we're going to All right, let's just talk about Revenge of the Sith and then after we do that, we're not going to talk about Star Wars for the rest of the...
We have to talk about Andor, though.
Okay, after we talk about Andor, we're not going to talk about Star Wars for the rest of the episode. That's probably going to make up the rest of the episode. But you know what?
You know what you came for.
You know why you're here.
I don't even know why we call ourselves a movie podcast anymore.
It's just a Star Wars podcast.
Actually, we'll be talking about other movies today, though, too. So.
Mm. Oh, wow. Cool. Okay, well... Yeah, Revenge of the Sith re-released this weekend.
It did. Let me just start off by saying something fun.
Yeah.
Seeing this in theaters has to be a top three event in my life. Seeing it in theaters has to be a top three day in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I would. Well, it's just like, I loved this movie so much growing up. Mm-hmm. And I never, like, I was born in 06, so I never got to see it in theaters because it came out in 05. And it was just really special. And I, like, quoted the whole movie as the movie was going with some of my friends, and, you know, it was really good.
Awesome.
Solid.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I had a great time.
I also took a lot of videos, like, of the screen.
Too. Yeah, you showed me.
So, like, I have a bunch of these videos of, like, my favorite moments from the movie that are, like, on the big screen. So it's, like...
You actually have so many.
You're actually recording so the entire movie.
So many. Yeah, basically. I mean, there's some. This one's, like, 3.5 minutes long. This one's, like, 3 minutes long.
So you just sat there with your
phone.
Well,
I sat there, like, with my phone on my, like, leg, like, propped up while I was watching the movie. Because, like, I wanted the whole Order 66 sequence recorded. Okay. I recorded the whole intro. I recorded the hello there, the Kenobi and Grievous fight. I recorded almost the entire duel between Anakin and Obi-Wan. I recorded their lines before the duel, and you could hear us quoting it in the videos too.
You know, you can like watch that on Disney Plus. You don't have to like record them.
Like, I don't get to see that in theaters again.
No, I know. I'm kidding, but that's really cool.
And hearing, like, as we were walking out, hearing like the Star Wars outro music in a theater was really cool again, because we haven't had that since what, Rise of Skywalker?
Yeah, which sucks.
You guys know how we feel about that, because we've talked about it.
We've talked about it a lot.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Me and Brooke saw this on Saturday.
Sunday.
I'm so sorry.
Definitely Sunday.
And yeah, I mean, it was so fun. You hadn't seen it before.
I had no idea. Well, it's so funny because, like, I saw it in theaters, and it's like, obviously, I know all the big plot twists that was supposed to happen, and yet something about the air when I walked in there, I forgot all of it. So, like I'm going to give spoilers, which is, okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
But, like, like, we'll call you Darth Vader. I was like, no way!
Yeah. It's like, you're lying! I, like, looked over, and you're, like, mouth open, like, what?
It's like, obviously, I know that, but, like, I completely, like, was so engrossed in the story that I, like, I just forgot that's what happened. I was like,
right.
No way.
No, that's really cool.
It was so awesome.
That's got to be, like, it's crazy that your first time viewing the movie was in theaters.
Yeah.
Because we talked about this a long time ago with all of us. They're like, you guys, oh, it's coming back out. Because we watched the second one, and I was prepping for this. I was waiting.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
We've been waiting for
it. It did not
disappoint.
And then the rest of us actually couldn't end up going to that show.
We had a whole plan to go on Sunday, and everyone bailed. So me and Brooke just went the two of them. No, yeah, I mean, it's my favorite Star Wars movie. We talked about that in our rankings. And so going to see it with someone who hasn't seen it for the first time in theaters, it was so fun. You said you quoted the whole movie. I was refraining from doing it the whole time.
Oh, yeah, see,
I would lean over to say, like, a fun fact and then be like, actually, never mind. I'm sorry. I'll let you watch the movie.
Yeah, because she hadn't seen it before, but I was with, like 5 or 6 people who had seen it.
Yeah.
And so we're all sitting there. We sat in, like, one of the front rows of the theater. Actually, well, because then it was, like, right there. You look up, and I wish you guys could have seen.
You like
how
sitting
I look at the screen.
Closer to the screen.
I actually I actually don't. But that's where two of the people just sat. So I was like, I'm not. I'm just gonna. Sit
I would
with
have
them.
Sat in the back. Anyway.
I'm gonna be that guy.
No, like typically you and I we sit like near the back of the Jackson. But I was like, I'll just sit with them.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was fun. I mean, it was like right there. Like we were like. I mean, it was interesting. And it was really... I mean, it was Revenge of the
Sith. No, I mean, dude, this thing is just nonstop fire. Like,
yeah, it's,
I was nerding out. I don't know if I'd say top 3 day in my life like you did, but it was a great time.
It was really good.
I had an extraordinary time.
I mean, think of, like, a better day in your life.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, see?
Okay, I guess it was the best day of my life.
Okay, all right, yeah, I'm joking. Anyway.
But, yeah, what was... Brooke, what was your favorite thing that happened in Revenge of the Sith?
I honestly think, like, the epicness of that last fight between, oh my gosh, that's so embarrassing. That is, like,
I don't remember their names.
Obi-Wan and, Anakin.
Yeah.
Oh!
There you go.
There we go.
Wow.
Like, it just kept going. I don't know how long the actual clip is, but I felt like I was sitting there for 3 years in the best way.
Yeah.
Like, I was, like, just on my edge, like, on the edge of my seat the entire time. And, like, I don't know. It was so suspenseful. And then, like, I mean, I think, I don't know if it's like being a film major, but like thinking about all the CGI and like how they actually filmed it too. I was like, how in the world? And when did this come out?
2005.
Yeah.
Like that's bonkers. That's crazy.
It is. Yeah. I will have to admit it was really crazy to watch, but then also there's that film major in me that's like, you know, I kind of see some things and I was like
oh, what?
That's out of focus.
Like what? What's wrong with it?
What?
Well, there was like some shots especially that I was like, man, that's really out of focus. Or like, yeah. Like okay. We know the dialogue is bad in the first half of the film, but I was like, man, that was really bad dialogue.
oh yeah, still, the dialogue.
But still, but I'm not sitting there like, that's not ruining the experience for me. I still love the movie and I don't think any less of it. It's just like,
I don't think the dialogue's that bad in this film. I think in Attack of the Clones, it is obviously pretty bad.
No,
that's the one we watched before.
I think it's bad in specifically the first half.
The only line I can specifically remember thinking like, okay, that was not great, is when they're on like their porch patio thing.
Yeah.
With Padme and Anakin.
Again.
And she's like, why are you looking at me like that? And then he's like, oh, you're so great or whatever. And then she's like, that's just because I'm so in love with you. And then he goes, like, and then Anakin goes, no, it's because I'm so in love with you. And it's like,
I think I said that. I was like,
incredible writing.
I love how you peaked.
They just
on
said
it.
The same
sorry,
thing.
No, Jackson peaked on that line.
Yeah,
anyway, sorry.
I'm so sorry. But I think my favorite part of the movie is also the Anakin Obi-Wan fight. I think it's probably my favorite moment in Star Wars. That fight, it's so good. But closely behind that, the entire opening.
The opening is
the
entire opening starfighter scene through the stuff with Dooku. Just that entire opening like sequence.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of the Battle of Coruscant is
it's like
so cool.
Well, because like you know it's coming, and when the text fades and the camera tilts down to reveal the fight, and the drum is like, dum, dum,
yeah,
dum, dum, and then the music starts, and then their like interceptors fly in, and it's really cool,
dude.
It's awesome.
He was,
so
like,
good.
Tweaking out that entire, like, however... Okay. Sick, no, like, in the best way possible.
Well, okay. Wow, okay. All right. We all were, because this is the greatest day of our lives.
So good. It was
started,
so good.
It started, I was, like, hitting you. I was like, oh, my God.
So no, funny.
It's yeah,
so
because good. It was just that.
It's also the best, like, when they're on the ship, I feel like it's the best, like, banter and, like, almost, like, father-son relationship we get from Obi-Wan and Anakin.
Yeah,
it's like a great relationship, which makes it all the more horrible later in when they like fight.
I know that dialogue is all really good. It's when we go back to Padme where you're like,
it's just Natalie like, Portman's a great actress, but she is not giving good dialogue in this movie.
No,
and all the scenes with
she's doing what she can.
She's doing what she can with it.
But still, it's phenomenal.
No, phenomenal,
it's all great.
Phenomenal
like,
movie.
Yeah, it's amazing.
This is so bad. But what is the name of the not Count? Is it Count Dooku or the the one who ends up being like really bad and
Emperor Palpatine.
That one, I like the first like three frames he came on. I was like, I turned to Jackson. I was like, I don't like him. Like, I was like, I don't like this guy. There's something.
Yeah. Ooh. Every time she was on stage, she was like, I don't like this guy. He's got to be bad.
I guess George
Lucas.
Lucas
she was right.
Did well there because he wrote a good villain.
I remember when I was explaining the prequels to Brooke, I was like, okay, so we need to watch the other ones. Attack of the Clones isn't that great until the end, but then it's like they were sitting, I explained to you, I was like, they're sitting in like the Star Wars boardroom, and they're like, okay, this one wasn't that good. What if we just totally turn up for Revenge of the Sith?
Yeah,
like,
they're like, let's
make
it.
That's literally what happened. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, it's so much better than Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's what happened, yeah.
Pretty much.
But experience, 10 out of 10, it was incredible.
Yeah, it was great.
Loved it.
So cool.
I think it sounds like it's a top 3 day in her life, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was a top 3 day in my
life. Number one.
All right. Number one day in everyone's lives.
AJ, who's your favorite character in Revenge of the Sith? You can be really, like, it can be a very basic answer. Like, my answer is Anakin.
Okay, well, if I want my answer to be basic, I would say, like, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Okay,
but then
that's not like
if
that's
I want
to.
If I want to take it a little deeper, I'd say because of what the Clone Wars did for his character, I would have to say like Mace Windu or somebody.
Mm.
I'm a big Mace Windu.
I like Mace Windu. People don't like Mace Windu because they think he like caused Anakin to turn further to the dark side.
No,
like he didn't make him a master and everything. I don't think so.
I think Mace Windu being skeptical is 100% like okay because. Mm. It makes sense. Like he's really close to the Chancellor. The dark side of the Force surrounds the Chancellor. Like. It's literally a quote from the movie. I love Mace Windu. Big Mace Windu guy.
Do you think... we've actually mentioned this before, Brooke. I wonder if you have some insight. Do you think that Palpatine let Mace Windu beat him in that fight?
This was actually the question
to make Anakin turn to the dark side.
This was the question I wanted to ask after we were done talking about the movie. This is the one I wanted to ask.
Wait, because when Mace Windu and his three other Jedi guys go to like arrest Palpatine in his office, and then that whole fight happens, and they like blast out the window, and then Mace Windu dies. Because Mace Windu basically beats him in the fight, and then Anakin intervenes.
Samuel Jackson, that's who
Samuel Jackson is Mace Windu.
Actually, I didn't know his name, but I was like, wait.
Love Samuel Jackson.
What a guy. Do you think that that Palpatine, bad guy, like, let Mace Windu beat him to make Anakin, like, turn to the dark side and, like, have to kill Mace Windu?
I have insight also.
You have insight? Because I really don't know.
So, like, I don't know a whole lot about, like, what the Force implies, or like what like you can know and what you cannot know, or like he talked like he knew a lot more than anyone else, you know, like he kind of had like that like mental control. I think there was a lot of like he knew that he couldn't just tell him to do something and he would just turn to the dark side, you know, like it had to be something he experienced and had to be like his own choice for it to like go the full way. So I would say
and it seemed like I think as well, because even in that scene before Anakin, like, cuts off Mace Windu's hand and, like, kind of, like, screws him, he's like, oh, he's got to stand trial and do everything. Like, he was still kind of on their side, like, with he would have, like, arrested him and everything.
Yeah.
So I think he used that last, because Anakin was doubting the Jedi Order, and then seeing Mace Windu willing to just, like, kill him is, like, the final straw there.
It had to be, like, his own action rather than anything else.
Yeah. AJ, what are your thoughts?
I don't think Palpatine let him win.
You don't think so? I mean, Mace Windu is really powerful.
See, okay. As much as Palpatine can know based on his knowledge of the Force, I think that him using Padme was enough for Anakin to turn at the end of the day, either way. Because it's very obvious that Anakin cares about Padme more than the Jedi Order. And he's already doubting the Jedi Order, so I think that Mace Windu went into it with the intent to arrest Palpatine, but when he saw how powerful he was, he decided to turn up and beat him and kill him. Hmm. But I don't think Palpatine actually counted on Anakin showing up, because he was ordered to stay back at the Jedi Temple in the first place.
That's a good point. I think it's an interesting question, because there isn't actually an answer.
There's no answer.
We'll not know, but I don't know. I just feel like from other things and, like, the Clone Wars and stuff, like, Darth Sidious, which is the same name for Emperor Palpatine, is stupid powerful.
Oh, yeah. He's very powerful.
Which so is Mace Windu, but I feel like I would take Darth Sidious in a fight over Mace Windu.
In the Clone Wars, we also see Mace Windu and how powerful he is.
Yeah, but, like,
and I think that he beat him. I don't think Palpatine let him beat him, because...
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's not really an answer. That's just
there is no answer.
It's interesting. And also, completely a side note to the movie, the audio design of the entire thing was incredible. Like, there wasn't a moment that, like, someone's hand didn't get cut off, and I heard the sear that I didn't, like actually, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it was incredible.
Every piece of audio.
Or, like, when Count Dooku's head hits the floor after Anakin kills him.
You were shocked by that. Like, when he just, like, killed him.
Yeah. Also, that's another argument.
4 minutes in.
That's another argument in, what? Like, did Palpatine let Mace Windu win? Because when Anakin killed Count Dooku, he, like, sealed his role as Palpatine's apprentice, whether he liked it or not.
Basically. Like, that early on.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I don't think so. But, let's move on. All
right. Cool.
Interesting.
Well, now Brooke still hasn't seen all the other Star Wars movies.
And I actually need to go work on my homework. But
okay, so Brooke's gonna leave us.
It was very lovely to join the podcast for today.
It was great to have Brooke for the first 23 minutes of the podcast.
All right.
That's really fun.
Bye, guys.
Say bye to the, what did I call them?
The frame by framers.
Flick fam.
Do your own outro real quick.
Yeah, do an outro to the Flick fam real quick.
I have to do frame by framers. I think Flick fam.
No. Okay,
frame by framers, I like that.
Say Flick fam, please.
Flick fam, it's been...
Just say frame by framers, please.
It's been real. Hope you all enjoyed the podcast. It's Have a good real. Week.
It's been real. It's been fun.
It's been fun.
Can you say it's been real fun?
I could say it's been real fun.
All right. We'll take it. We'll take what we can get.
Good luck, guys.
Thanks.
All right.
All right.
All right. Now
let me turn off mic.
Now that she's gone, gosh.
Now that she's gone, man. Wait, she's actually still in the room.
She's still
Hold
here.
On.
Bye.
All right.
All right. We talked about Star Wars again for the first. The first 26.
The first 23 minutes. 20, you were late, yeah. So actually we started a bit later. But
my bad.
Yeah, it's your bad. We know. I'm joking.
Should we move on?
Yeah, I think we should. Well, okay.
I could talk about Revenge of the Sith. The whole
I know
time.
We could keep going, but we could talk about Andor real quick if you want.
Yeah, let's do it.
I've only seen the first 3 episodes.
Oh, okay. I've seen the first 6.
Okay. Well, I'm working on it. So,
okay, let's just talk through the first 3.
First 3 so far, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot, actually. I think it really takes this is intended for a more mature audience, and it sticks with it.
Yeah, it knows what it is. I mean, like, it kind of shocked everyone when they released it the first season and it was actually really good. And
yeah.
Everyone's like, we love how different in this tone.
Yeah.
And they didn't change it or anything. They know exactly what type of show it wants to be, and that's awesome.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's really good, and I really enjoyed kind of getting to see, like, the small moments in the Star Wars universe, because that's a lot of what it is. We get to see the culture of, like, the wedding and Mon Mothma on, you know, and then we get to see, like, those, like, the group of, like, survivors or whatever they are on Yavin 4, which
Yavin
is,
4,
it's revealed
yeah.
to be Yavin 4, which is crazy. It's small moments
that's
that,
pretty cool.
It's small moments that we don't need to see, but we get to see, and it's really cool when we get to see them.
Yeah. I mean, it's just cool. I love this time period. It's like when the Empire is, like, in total control pretty much.
Yeah.
This is, like, the humble beginnings of the Rebellion. Like, it still feels really... And even so, like, I won't say anything, like, what happens in the next 3 episodes, but, like, it just feels like it's still really, like, it's not, like... Jeez. It's not, like, fully, like, connected and, like, structured. It's just kind of, like, people doing their thing.
Right, and that's really cool to get to see... Like I said, the little moments and the people in Star Wars who you wouldn't typically see. I mean, throughout the prequels, it's always about the Jedi who are these big figures, and throughout the like original 3, it's about the big figures of the Rebellion. And you know, you just get to see people in the Star Wars universe, and it's more world building and it's
yeah,
constructing
they do a,
the universe.
They do a great job. I get
yeah,
just the tone of this film and like still being in the Star Wars universe. It's so cool. And,
yeah, it's amazing.
It feels more grounded and everything. Like, this is just kind of like normal people.
Yeah.
But it's cool. Like, there's not like a crazy overarching plot yet. It's just kind of Andor and like the rebels like doing their thing.
Yeah. And that'll develop because there's what, 12 episodes planned?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. So we're only halfway through. That'll develop. It's, I think it's less slow burning than the start of last season. But
yeah,
it is
probably.
Still slower compared to.
I mean, yeah. And it's probably just
going
to continue
plot.
To be like that. Like, there's no like crazy. Gunfights and things and everything. Like, it's just
right.
It's just that kind of show.
And that's so cool. Like, it's really fun to see. Like, especially with, like, that group of, like, warriors on Yavin 4. I wouldn't call them warriors, actually, but they're, like, really inexperienced with blasters.
Yeah.
And they don't know what they're doing. Like, they can barely figure out how to, like, turn on, like, the TIE interceptor.
Yeah.
That Cassian brought. And it's some really cool stuff.
But yeah, I mean, it's been good so far. We got to see Krennic for a little bit.
We did.
Which is the main villain from
and
Rogue One.
It's interesting, again, to see more of the political side of the Empire. Like, we're planning on taking this planet for this reason. And, like that whole scene kind of threw me off because it's like we're watching a normal advertisement for that. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, it's interesting. So it's cool to see.
Yeah, definitely seeing the different side of it. What was I going to say? The whole arc with... I don't know how on earth they made the entire purpose of, like, this subplot for the first 3 episodes is literally Mon Mothma's daughter's wedding.
Yeah.
And it was really good.
It was so good. Getting to see that culture
yeah.
and the way they do things is
so, like, interesting. Mon Mothma's a senator.
Yeah.
I forget what her planet's called, but yeah.
I also forget.
But she's an important senator. It starts with a C, I know that. But she's like one of the heads of the rebellion. Like, we see her. She's actually played by the same person. Like, we see her in the other Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
And we see her in Rogue One. And yep. then, like, well, actually, I think she's played by somebody different in, like, the originals. But, like, she's, like, or is she? She might be the same person, actually. I don't know. Same actress.
I don't
but,
know.
But, like, she's, like, one of the figureheads and, like, super in charge of the rebellion, like, yeah. in the originals and everything. So it's, like, seeing how it's starting. Having her being, like, a main character is was a good choice. But all the stuff with her and, like, they're getting... Like, there's this whole plot at her daughter's wedding when one of the guys that's, like, helping them fund, like, rebel activity and everything is, like, basically threatening to, like, pull out and, like, out them, basically, because, like, it's his investments are going bad
because yeah.
of the rebels and everything. So they have to figure yeah. out, like, what to do with them or, like, if they can pay him off and everything. Which is Stellan Skarsgård's character, Luthen, is probably the best character in the show.
One of them, easily.
Besides, like, Andor, probably.
Yeah,
but
besides,
yeah,
like, Cassian.
It's just, like, so good. Because he's, like, low-key this, like, wealthy guy that lives in Coruscant. He puts up the front of going to all the parties, and he's, like, this lavish dude. And then he's, like, basically... At this point, I don't know, like, I think he is, like, in charge of the rebellion, basically.
Yeah,
like,
essentially.
He's the guy.
He's the guy.
And it's just so interesting, because he's playing this, like, double life, and he drops some banger lines, like, all the time.
All the time.
like, they're talking about what to do with that guy that's going to, like, out them. And it's, like, Mon Mothma's friend, so she doesn't want to, like, kill him. But Luthen's
right.
low-key, like, we should kill him. and she's, like, what are we going to do with them? And he's like, well, we need to take care of him. And she's like, I don't know what you could mean. And he goes, how nice for you. Like, he knows, he, like,
yeah.
like, still saying that, like, she's, like, a senator. And he's, like, in it. And he knows what's up. Like,
yeah.
It's just banger writing.
It's so good.
He's such a good character.
Why didn't we have, like, the people who wrote this write, like, The Rise of Skywalker?
No, I know.
Or something, like,
such
for
a good
real.
Show.
It's so good.
But just seeing all the different things, it's just really good.
I agree.
The next three episodes are really good as well. This isn't a spoiler. It tells you right off the bat, like, it's the first frame on screen, is it's a 1 year time jump.
Oh, we knew that, though.
To the next three episodes.
We actually knew that going into the season.
Yeah,
they told us
that. I totally forgot. I watched these, like, yesterday. And I was like, oh, 1 year time jump from the first three episodes.
Yeah, yeah. They told us that.
So we're now 3 BBY, which is battle, like, before Yavin.
Yeah. That's, like, the Star Wars timeline, for those of you who don't know.
Yeah, before Battle of Yavin, which
yeah,
is
that's like the
when they blew up the Death Star.
It's in, yeah, it's in A New Hope, and
so,
it's, like, the, yeah.
So when does Rogue One happen? Like, 1 BBY?
Yeah, no, yeah, Rogue One.
I mean, one
it,
or two,
it's
yeah.
like one or two
so
BBY,
we've got like
yeah.
we've got, like, a year or so till the events of Rogue One, so.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah. Which we still, I'm excited to see the rest of the season, because we, in trailer footage, we see, like, K2SO, which is the
droid
from
I can't wait.
Rogue One. I think there's going to be more Krennic stuff.
I'm assuming Krennic is somehow going to be one of the main antagonists this season.
Yeah. He might be.
Somehow?
He might be in the next 3 episodes.
Okay. All right, well,
I assume
okay.
you'll be in more.
It's spoiled for me now.
That's not so. A spoiler, saying you'll be in it?
I'm Wait, assuming the overall plot's going to have to do with Gorman. That's what the planet's called, right? The one they're trying
yeah,
to,
Gorman.
Like... Yeah, the one yeah. they're trying to, like, take over.
Yeah, you might
the
be
Empire.
Right. You might be right.
Yeah, I know I'm right. Because it's called setup and payoff.
I'm curious...
It's called
okay.
filmmaking, and I'm a filmmaker.
Okay, yes, you're right.
Here at Two
but
Tickets
obviously,
Please Podcast, W2R Radio Show,
They set up the whole
studios.
Thing in the first episodes. Obviously, it's going to be about Gorman.
Yeah, obviously. We're filmmakers here at Two Tickets, Please Studios.
But I'm excited. I don't really know exactly where they're going to go with this, because it's like... But I'm interested.
It's gonna be so good.
It'll be really good.
Either
I don't know.
Way.
I don't know how directly it's gonna lead into Rogue One, because, like, we don't know exactly what Cassian was doing before.
I think it'd be really cool if this thing happened where, like, okay, so you know, like, how we meet Cassian in Rogue One.
Mm-hmm.
We meet him when they rescue Jyn from, like, the tank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they, like, go to that planet.
I think it'd be really cool if it end if, like, the final scene was, like, them in Yavin 4 talking about, like, how they need to, like, find the plans to this battle station.
I can see that happening.
And then they're going to be like, all right, we need to go to this planet where the daughter of the head scientist is captive, and we need to rescue her. to help, to have her help us get the plans. Yeah. And then they go there, and then it cuts when they come out of hyperspace above the planet. Or when they fly above the tank.
Yeah, I could see that happening. That's
driving, and then
it kind of
goes directly into Rogue One, and then Rogue One goes directly into A New Hope.
Yeah.
And it's
that could be cool. I mean,
those all back to back to back would be so crazy.
I don't see why they couldn't do that.
That'd be awesome. So that's my Disney. If you're still looking for one final writer or two final writers
for the show that's currently coming out.
If
you want us to rewrite the ending.
If you want us to rewrite the ending, I think you should do that. That'd be really cool.
Dude, it's kind of stinks. After the season, I mean, we're probably not going to see Andor again ever.
No, he's done. He dies.
so yeah.
Man, it's what a good character, you know?
Dude, you know, I was going to say this earlier and it didn't come up, but Star Wars is known for everyone not dying and coming back to life, which is kind of annoying sometimes.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
You get stabbed by a lightsaber and then come back and you're like, okay, what
Sabine.
The heck? Yeah, Sabine and Ahsoka, that's ridiculous. And then because deaths have a lot of weight and it adds a lot to story. And then
I agree.
And now it's it feels like you're waiting for them to come back. I remember when Tech died in Bad Batch.
Yeah.
Crazy spoiler. And then everyone on social media and stuff was just waiting for him to come back. And I'm sure he will come back. And he didn't. Right. Which I actually think was a good choice, even though Tech was low-key the best. I was sad when he died. But it adds emotional weight. And I don't like when characters come back. But I do think it would be cool if Mace Windu came back.
I do too.
I think it's reasonable to say that he could have survived the fall.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. He's a Jedi. We've seen him jump from higher places.
Compared
than
to
that.
Other characters being stabbed with lightsabers, he got pushed out a window and he's one of the most powerful Jedi ever. I think it wouldn't be ridiculous. And Samuel Jackson has said he would love to play
Mace Windu.
He
says, whenever you ask Samuel Jackson or anyone asks him, what are some roles you've done? He always says Star Wars first. He is a huge Star Wars fan.
He would love to come back as
a...
I mean, people would probably still be we're bringing back all the dead characters. But that would be one that could make sense.
I think that makes sense. I don't think he died.
I think it would be really cool. I don't know what they would... I don't know what he would come back in.
Yeah, I don't fully know
but
how he'd come
they
back.
They could
but
do something cool.
Maybe he'll be back in Maul.
Dude, that would be cool. But you know what I want so bad?
What?
I want... Well, most people listening probably don't... But the video game Jedi Fallen Order and Jedi Survivor is about a character named Cal Kestis.
Love those games.
A Jedi that survived the Order 66 and everything.
You want Cal Kestis
put him in something.
I agree.
Please. He's such a cool character.
I'm with you on this one.
Put him in something.
I love Cal and...
Put him in Andor. If he shows up at the end of Andor, I would freak out.
Wait. I don't know, though. I don't think he will.
No, definitely not. But definitely they got to put him in something because he's really cool.
He's a good character.
And it's not it's a video game, but it's it's a direct face model thing.
Yeah, it's a direct face model of an actor.
It looks exactly like the actual actor who is actually a good actor and stuff.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
It would be perfect. And he loves the character.
Yeah.
So, he would do it.
I think we should... I think... Okay. Disney?
Hire us, bro. Please.
Hire us to do something with Cal Kestis.
We know what we're talking about.
We do. We know what we're talking about. If you were listened... I mean, even if you... I'm just asking you. Even if you listen to the Old Republic trilogy episode, hire us, man. We know what we're doing, all right?
We know what we're doing. We're freshmen in college, but, that doesn't matter.
Can take a pitch, and we can make sure it doesn't get canceled by the end of the
year. If Disney offered me to come, write a script for a Star Wars movie, but I had to drop out of college, I probably would.
Yeah, me too. Well, because then, I don't know, we'd already be in the film industry.
Dude, oh my gosh. If we, graduated and got something like that, I... would blow up probably.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't even be able to do it because I'd be so excited. Yeah.
Gosh, there's nothing that there would be nothing better if than if
graduate
like
college and then start working.
I swear,
Lucas
we
film.
Know what we're talking about with Star Wars because it's
do.
All we talk about on this freaking podcast. Should we transition? What else could we talk about for the last 20 minutes? Because we've been talking about it the whole time.
Okay,
which it is what's coming out. We're not just choosing to talk about Star Wars. The only two things that happened
were
Star Wars things.
Listen, before. Before the Star Wars was coming out, we did choose to talk about Star Wars every time.
That's true. But this week, the only things that came out was Star Wars. So that's why we're talking about it. But something that's coming out this weekend.
Thunderbolts. Let's
This is going to be good. I guarantee this is going to be really good.
Well, you want to know what it has right now on Letterboxd?
High.
3.8.
Okay, that's good for a Marvel movie.
With 22K reviews.
Okay, Marvel movies aren't going to get, like, above a 4.
No way.
3.8 is great. Never. That's awesome.
For a Marvel movie, a 3.8 is great. Honestly, if my if my first film were to get a 3.8 on Letterboxd, dude, I'd be like, heck
ecstatic,
yeah.
Dude.
That's
3.8
awesome. 3.8
is actually really good.
Yeah.
But for, like, Marvel, that's, like, incredible. Well, it's sitting at 89% of Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes sucks, though, so, like, but that's good.
Yeah. But, no, that's pretty good for Rotten Tomatoes, though.
But, yeah, I mean, this is going to be good. I don't see it not being good. I think this is absolutely worth going
it's
to see.
Go
to
good.
The theater for this movie.
It's got
to
be good. Void and Sentry are making their debut in the MCU.
Dude, I can't wait for this movie.
Because they're like, not fighting Sentry. They're fighting Void.
I like all the characters so much. Okay, to give you context of what AJ's talking about.
Oh.
Because he's just giving names out there.
Sorry.
The main, it's, I don't know. Because in some of the stuff, it's like, he's advertised as being, like, on the team, but, like, he's also the villain. So mm-hmm. the guy in it, in the trailer, he's like, oh, I'm Bob. That guy?
Yeah.
That's the character Sentry, which is basically, like, Superman.
It's like Marvel Superman,
yeah.
basically.
Which, so, like, but he has this weird, he hasn't been live, I don't, like, I know stuff about comics, but not, like, a ton, but he's mm-hmm. like, he has, like, this alter ego, like, alternate personality called Void, who is, like, evil.
Yep.
And you've seen the trailer when he's, like, turning people into, like, shadows, basically.
He's sending them to, like, the shadow
yeah,
world or
that's,
whatever.
That's him. So it's, like, I'm very interested how they're going to do that, because he's, like, Marvel Superman, and all of these characters are, like, street-level shoot-and-punch characters. So how are they going to beat him?
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Me and this guy from Australia follow each other on Letterboxd. I'm just going to go ahead and call him my friend Mitch from Australia.
Okay.
He's a pretty cool guy.
Hope Mitch is listening.
I don't think he is. In his review, there's like, it's pretty vague, but there is a line in his review on Letterboxd that makes me think it's going to be a This Isn't You type ending.
No, I could see it happening.
But I don't, like, if it's a good one, like, okay, Brave New Worlds
doesn't have
was just,
to be bad.
Brave New Worlds was just, bleh.
Okay, so we're saying, when we say a This Isn't You ending, we're talking about, like, when you just, like, talk down the villain.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what happened in Captain America, basically.
Yeah.
So, hopefully that doesn't happen in, like, a bad way. I mean, I could see
no,
it working.
I think it happens in a good way, and that's why the film is reviewed so high. But I don't know. Just, here, I'll read what he said. He said, and the way to defeat the villain is not with fists or flashy powers, but caring words and a hug, is what he said. So I don't know if he's being, like, for real or what.
I don't know.
But he gave it 4 stars and said he loved it.
Yeah, so. It's going to be good. I'm excited for all these characters.
Shout out my friend Mitch from Australia.
All the characters on the main team are cool. Except for Taskmaster. She's going to die immediately.
Well, okay, she dies 9 minutes in. I saw that on a TikTok leak.
Oh, okay. Why did you
Well, actually, hold on. I don't know if that actually happens, but it was like screen time of each character.
And
it said,
have,
and it said Taskmaster.
Like
it said Taskmaster had 9 minutes.
Yeah.
So my assumption was
well,
that she dies 9 minutes.
I'm so
in.
Positive she's just gonna die. In like
okay, we've been
stuff.
Predicting that for months.
Yeah, we said that months ago.
We said that in February, we said that whenever the trailer started coming out.
But I love all these characters. I mean, obviously Bucky and
Red Guardian,
Yelena Belova, Red Guardian,
John Walker.
John Walker's U.S. agent is gonna be so good. He's the one I'm most excited for.
Yeah, me too. Honestly, I'm a big fan of him.
And then I'm cool with Ghost coming back from Ant-Man and the Wasp was pretty cool actually.
Yeah, and then
that's
Yelena.
It. No, I already said that. But yeah.
Oh, you did. Okay.
It'll be fire. When are we going to see this?
I don't know.
We might see it Friday night.
Yeah, we might. Funny story, actually. I saw a Twitter thread this morning that talked about how Florence Pugh did all her own stunts.
Yeah.
So she jumped off, like, that high building.
Which is pretty dope.
Which is awesome. Like, she had to convince the director to let her do it, but she did, and that's really cool.
Yeah.
So.
Seemed like they did a lot of
huge
things more practically in this
huge,
movie,
yeah,
which
huge,
usually turn out being better.
Yeah, I agree. Huge shout out to actors who do their own stunts. I think that's really cool.
I think that's cool,
too. But also, stuntmen are awesome, so.
Yeah.
If I had the ability to be a stuntman for part of my career, I might do that.
That would be
Are you
cool.
kidding me?
I would do that.
but yeah. Really cool stuff. I'm excited. I think the MCU is going to be back, and then Doomsday's probably not going to be quite as good, but this one will be fun.
This is going to be good, dude.
I think this one will be good. I have unfortunately had the end credit scene spoiled for me, but it's something we all saw
dude,
coming. I'm not going to say it. I think one of my friends told me. I don't really know. Okay,
well, don't tell me.
I'm not going to tell you.
We've got a day till we see this.
I'm not going
to
tell you.
Oh, wait, we're going to see it tomorrow.
But listen.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, let's just do it.
But listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most expected thing ever.
Okay, I don't know what I'm expecting.
Like, for the end credit scene.
It's, okay, it's, I don't really know what I'm expecting, but...
All right, well, I'm not going to say anything, but yeah.
Okay, well, this will be good. It's only 2 hours and 6 minutes, not like... Which is normal, actually. It's just not, like, crazy long.
No, it's like average movie length. Yeah, it's going to be... I'm excited.
I'm very excited.
I've been excited for this movie since the trailer released.
Yeah.
I have always said
They've made some banger trailers.
I've always said that I think it'll look good. I don't think this movie has had a bad poster.
Every poster's good. I was about to say that.
Every poster's good. Well, I don't totally love the Wheaties box one, but it's not bad.
No, I think it's so good. I think it's funny. Because it's the line that Red Guardian says. I think the main trailer, like when you look it up, when it's like all of them like fighting and they're like on top of each other, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This one.
Oh, yeah, the main poster.
I love that poster.
I do, too, because it's not like your average floating head poster. It's like a fun rendition.
They've done a great job. Just the feel and everything. I'm so excited to see this. This is... We've barely recommended any... I can't recommend it yet. We haven't seen it. The only movie I've recommended so far this year to, like, go to the theater and see is Warfare so far.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to pre-recommend this one.
I'm going to pre-recommend
that you
it
should
too.
Go see this in theaters, because Marvel's back.
Also, speaking of posters, this is my favorite poster. It's the one of them sitting at the table with the asterisk.
That's pretty cool.
And then they're all pointing their guns and
look up Thunderbolts
and
the posters and find a bad one and send it to me.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe it is.
Literally find a bad Thunderbolts poster for me. Oh, this one, someone made a Suicide Squad parody of the Thunderbolts poster. And that's fire. There cannot be a bad poster.
This movie's going to be good.
I'm convinced.
Well, we got 12 minutes. What else are we going
to
talk about?
We might have to have a Thunderbolts poster in our room next year. I'd be down for that.
We'll see.
No. I'm going to put one up.
Hey, depending on how good it is. If it's fire.
It's going to be fire.
I'd be fine with this poster.
It's going to be fire.
I'd be fine with this poster in our room.
It's going to be fire.
It's a good poster. That's a freaking good poster.
It's going to be fire.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Wait,
we're going to talk about yes
now. Wait. Random side tidbit.
Wait, the Wheaties
box. I don't, like you even said... People complain about floating head posters all the time.
Yeah.
I don't think they're that crazy. Like, bad. Everyone's like, floating head posters.
Let me be honest with you.
I don't think they're that... I don't know what people are talking about.
Let me be honest with you. I'm in the same boat.
Yeah.
I don't think they're that bad.
Everyone's like, floating head posters. Okay, we're marketing all the huge actors we have in the film.
Yeah.
Like...
Okay,
look up the main Avengers Infinity War and Endgame poster and tell me that's a bad poster.
Okay, we're going to talk about posters. This is going to be fun.
It's not a bad poster. Tell me this is a bad poster.
Look at the Batman poster. Are you like, tell me that's a bad poster.
Yeah, that's... Okay, one that is really bad is the No Way Home poster.
Okay, yeah.
But as a whole, I don't know why everyone's like, it's a floating head poster, it sucks.
No,
I don't get it.
Look at the Dune Part 2 floating head poster.
Well, here's the Dune Part 1.
Even the Dune Part 1. Are you kidding me?
That's not
so
bad.
Cool.
Especially all these movies that have big name actors, you want to show them.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah. I think that floating head posters, if done right,
Jordan's
really
going to listen
cool.
to this episode and kill us.
Oh, yeah. Jordan's,
he feels very strongly.
First of all, we're 45 minutes in. Jordan, if you're still listening, floating head posters are not bad.
They're not that bad.
All right.
We'll see.
And okay, this honestly, my mind has kind of been changed about the Wheaties box poster too.
The No Way Home trailer.
Okay, yes.
The No Way Home poster with the floating heads is really bad.
Yes, it is. We know that.
But for the most part, I don't hate the Rogue One poster.
Yes,
is so good.
And like every Star Wars poster, every floating one, that Dungeons and Dragons one is really good,
dude. I don't hate floating head posters.
I don't either. The Dune ones. Wait, scroll down. I just saw Dune Part 2s.
Hold on.
Tell me that's not cool.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me that's not cool.
And I don't even like the movie. That's a good poster.
Yeah.
No, but like people, if you don't know what we're talking about, look up floating head poster real quick.
Oh, yeah, please.
But like it's basically when like there's like the poster's just like all of the characters and they're like, yeah. I mean, it's what it sounds like. It's like
it's
them
floating.
So it's like they advertise everybody. And all the film nerds and stuff, which includes us, but, like, everyone's like, the floating head posters stink. Like, we need cool posters. Which, like, cool other, like, posters are awesome. Like, make cool other things.
I agree.
Like, but I don't think these are bad. Like, for the most part. Like, the good ones do it well.
Yeah.
I don't think everyone should just see a floating head poster and immediately say that's awful. Because every big franchise has them. Here, I'm scrolling down just looking at floating head posters. Like, Harry Potter uses it.
Okay, also, tell me the good, the bad, and the ugly poster is bad. You can't because it's a floating head poster.
Thor Ragnarok poster.
Thor Ragnarok's good. Every Western film has a floating head poster, and it's not bad.
Yeah, like, other you posters are good, have variety and stuff, but tell me these are bad.
You cannot tell me that these are bad. Anyway.
Anyways, yeah, that's our rant on posters.
I actually do like floating head posters.
Yeah, I kind of mess with them.
I do too. Wow, all right, we talked about that. That's posters. You know what, the Wheaties box poster, it's grown on me.
The Thunderbolts one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta admit, I didn't like it at first, but here we are, and I dig it.
Look up these things if you don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, please, we don't really have a way to show you guys that, so look them up, please.
What more... Well, we got a few minutes. I've kind of run out of stuff. The only things that happened this week was Andor and Revenge of the Sith. And I got a girlfriend, so that's cool.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Who's also a film major.
Thanks to her coming on the show. That was pretty cool. Didn't expect that. She was just here this morning.
No, yeah. I got here actually like 15 minutes early, and she like was knocking on the door, and we talked about Star Wars a little bit, and then I was like, wait.
That's all we talk about, guys.
I was like, wait, hold on. Do you want to be on the episode? And she was like, sure. And so she was here when Jackson showed up, and that was fun.
He is.
Let's talk about a little bit of film development news.
Film development? Oh, for us?
No. Well, yeah. I got a little bit of film development news here at Two Tickets Please Studios.
Well, my parents will like to hear that.
actually, I think that'd be a fun way to end each episode to kind of talk about what we're working on. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, we're a movie podcast.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
We should be talking about the things that we're doing.
Because Two Tickets Please doubles as a production company, if you didn't know.
Yeah, we are we're a podcast and production company.
Yes.
So we double as both. So let's spend... So this semester, we've worked on a variety of different things. Jackson and I worked with different partners on a commercial. I did a commercial for Chick-fil-A.
I did a commercial for Coke.
Yeah, he actually did that with Brooke, so that's fun. And then we did an individual project, which was like a two-minute short film.
Yeah.
Jackson did a little, like, what, you want to describe it as like a fight scene?
What, mine was a fight scene over...
A dandelion.
Over... Yeah, it was called Taking Candy from a Baby.
Which, it's fire.
And there was a really funny fight scene. You actually starred in that.
I did star in that. That was really...
And what was yours about?
It was really fire. Mine was called Detective Antics, and it was two detectives investigating a crime scene, which starred Jackson.
Hey.
Jordan and Brooke played the dead body, so that was really fun.
I starred in that.
Go watch it. It's not actually out anywhere.
Actually, and also, we just... I starred in your commercial, and you starred in my commercial.
Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah, we... Oh, wow, you...
I didn't even peek. I was looking at it.
Up here you did. Okay. Anyway, because I have to watch both interfaces. Okay. Sorry.
So much work.
So now comes the time in the semester where we're talking about the final, like, big project.
Yeah.
And we're going a little ambitious here because Jackson and I are doing this together.
Yeah. We're working on it together.
We are working on a film that we have now titled Out of Luck. Is that the working title or is that the final title?
I mean, I think it's the final title.
I think it's the final title. We're shooting this week, and it is a Western film.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which is hard to do.
It's gonna be tough, but I think we're gonna be able to pull it off.
We've got it all together.
I've been working really hard on the shot list. I have a bunch of different things that we're gonna need to get. We're gonna be on location from probably like 6 to 10 hours that one night.
Yeah.
Is my guess.
And probably, yeah.
We're probably going to be there for a long time because we have a lot of stuff to get. Yeah, it is a 4 to 6 minute short
film.
We
have a Western location to shoot at.
We do.
We have our actors together. We finished the script finally the other day.
We finished the script Tuesday. It's really fun. I think we can't like probably do a script reading.
We're just marketing it. Yeah.
I will tell the names of the characters, though, because I had so much fun naming them.
It's the most Western character names ever.
Well, that was the goal, and I had a lot of fun naming these characters. So our sheriff in this Western town is named Jedediah Jed Boone, which is pretty fire. It's awesome, and he will be played by the man, the myth, the legend, Cam Damesworth.
They're not gonna know.
Well, they won't know who he is yet.
Until we go big, he
starred in Wilderness Trip, actually, the Aiden Merck. Envision winner.
Mm.
So, maybe
Which
they will
they
know
also
who he
don't
is.
Know what that.
Well, some people will.
Okay.
So that's really cool. He's a theater major here at Taylor. That's going to be awesome. We have Emmett Grizzly Thornton, which was another really fun name. That's the mercantile owner in this small western town. Mm. He's kind of a big guy. He's smart. He's cool. He's the dealer of this card game that's happening in this saloon. And then finally, our main character's name is Colt Rollins, which is probably my favorite name of the group, actually. I took a little inspiration from Colt Seavers from The Fall Guy, because he's named Colt and played by Ryan Gosling.
Colt's a fire name.
Colt is a really awesome name. I probably will never name my kid Colt, but it's a cool name.
Probably not, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So those are our characters. And the idea is that it's a card game in a saloon, and that's the movie.
That's the movie.
That's the movie.
Things go down.
Things go down, and it's a bit there's a lot of subtext to it.
Yeah.
It's a commentary.
It'll be fun. It's a bit ambitious for our project in a class.
But I think we're going to be able to pull it off and do it really well.
It'll be fun. We got it. It's all coming together.
It's all coming together. So that's a little bit of film development news. I think next week, Thursday, we'll actually be able to give a bit more of a story on how shooting's going because we're starting on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's about it.
That's about it from us here at Two Tickets, Please today. This was a fun episode.
First guest on the podcast.
We weren't actually expecting to have a guest on the podcast today.
Maybe we should do more guests. That was fun.
We should. Well, Jordan, I know Jordan wants to come on the podcast.
Yeah. We'll see. And maybe we'll do more guests at some point.
We would love to do more guests. If you've listened this far and you're interested or you haven't listened before, you can check us out on Instagram. Right when I thought I was going to get good at posting again, I didn't, and I'm horrible at it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can check us out on Instagram. Give us a follow. You can check us out on TikTok if we ever post a video. We probably won't.
Dude, I made a TikTok and have not opened it since.
Yeah.
It has zero followers and is following zero people. So I don't know why you keep bringing it up.
Well, if we ever make a video, go follow us on TikTok.
Maybe we should start doing that. That would be fun.
I think it'd be, like, if we do, like, random TikTok videos to advertise the podcast.
Just, like, about movies? Okay.
Yeah, I think that'd be really fun.
Maybe we'll start doing that.
We're going to start doing it. Probably not. Thanks for listening this far. Again, I'm going to say this for like the eighth time. Follow us on Instagram. We need followers. Interact. Comment. Do something. Please.
Please.
Please. We're desperate. All right. That's it. I'm done talking.
All right. Bye.
I've
bye, guys.
Enough.
Bye.
Bye.